Hello, brothers and sisters. Welcome again to Food for the Journey. And I do pray that it's food for the journey. Might be a snack, might be a full dinner. Depends on what is going on in your life and how God is speaking to you. May this word, for Scripture is living. Scripture is active. Scripture is sharper than any two-edged sword. It can touch us deeply, change us, confirm us, help us in so many different ways. Please pay attention. Hear God's word. Today we take from the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 20, and then verses 17 to 27. From Miletus, Paul had the presbyters of the church at Ephesus summoned. When they came to him, he addressed them. "You know how I lived among you the whole time, from the day I first came to the province of Asia. I served the Lord with all humility." I served the Lord with all humility. Note that. "And with the tears and trials that came to me because of the plots of the Jews, and I did not at all shrink from telling you what was for your benefit, or from teaching you in public or in your homes. I earnestly bore witness for both Jews and Greeks to repentance before God and to faith in our Lord Jesus. But now, compelled by the Spirit, I am going to Jerusalem. What will happen to me there, I do not know, except that in one city after another, the Holy Spirit has been warning me that imprisonment and hardships await me. Yet I consider life of no importance to me, if only I may finish my course and the ministry that I received from the Lord Jesus to bear witness to the gospel of God's grace." Think about that. Do you think? I know many of you are husbands and wives, and you may have small children, and that's definitely your work right now. But as they grow and as you grow, Lord, what would you want me to emphasize today? I just go to my same humdrum job, or I'm in the house, and I do have to clean this and clean that and do that, especially when there are small children. But ask the Lord, what would you have me do, Lord, today for you? Might just be quiet, then keep doing what you're doing. But if you come to the Lord constantly, daily is what I mean, just ask the Lord if there's anything he wants of you, that you are there. He knows that. But by your saying it, he knows that you know. Open your heart to him, because he can use us in so many ways that we never expect. And then we continue here. "I earnestly bore witness for both Jews and Greeks to repentance before God and to faith in our Lord Jesus. But now, compelled by the Spirit, I am going to Jerusalem. What will happen to me there, I do not know, except that in one city after another, the Holy Spirit has been warning me that imprisonment and hardships await me. Yet I consider life of no importance to me, if only I may finish my course and the ministry that I receive from the Lord Jesus to bear witness to the gospel of God's grace. But now, I know that none of you to whom I preach the kingdom during my travels will ever see my face again. And so I solemnly declare to you this day that I am not responsible for the blood of any of you, for I did not shrink from proclaiming to you the entire plan of God." Think of that, this time in history, when the word was first being given to us, the call to us, the way to live our life, and the promise, if we do so, promise of life with him forever. That's heaven. Heaven isn't just a nice place. Heaven isn't a place where you just do what you want to do. Heaven is a place where you see Jesus. Many of your questions are answered, and you pray for others coming after you, that they may know the true goodness of God. And then this apostle says again, I want to read this again because I want you to take this into your heart. Now I know that none of you to whom I preach the kingdom during my travels will ever see my face again. And so I solemnly declare to you this day that I'm not responsible for the blood of any of you, for I did not shrink from proclaiming to you the entire plan of God. Read the scriptures daily. And Psalm 68 says to us, sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. A bountiful rain you showered down. O God, upon your inheritance, you restored the land when it languished. Your flock settled in it. In your goodness, O God, you provided it for the needy. Blessed day by day be the Lord who bears our burdens, God who is our salvation. God is a saving God for us. The Lord, my Lord, controls the passageways of death. Trust him. Come to him. Learn to know him better. Please, brothers and sisters, read the word of the Lord, and you will learn to love him better. It's not an autobiography that you're looking for. You are looking for God's word himself. Blessed day by day be the Lord who bears our burdens, God who is our salvation. God is a saving God for us. The Lord, my Lord, controls the passageways of death. Trust him. Trust him. Please. And you say, well, gee, I've asked God a long time. What are you asking God for? It may be that you need to adjust what you're asking God for. Lord, I want this, or Lord, I want that. How about, Lord, do you want this? Is this according to your word? Is it according to what he wants of his servants, his children, his sons and daughters? Ask the Lord. Follow him. You'll be very happy in the long run. Be some hard times, but in the end you will be extremely happy that you did. And now we look at the Gospel of John, chapter 17, verses 1 to 11. Jesus raised his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Give glory to your Son, so that your Son may glorify you, just as you gave him authority over all people, so that your Son may give eternal life to all you gave him. Now this is eternal life, that they should know you, the only true God, and the one whom you sent, Jesus Christ. I glorified you on earth by accomplishing the work you gave me to do. Now glorify me, Father, with you, with the glory that I had with you before the world began. I revealed your name to those whom you gave me out of the world. They belong to you, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word, because the words you gave me, I have given to them, and they've accepted them, and truly they understood that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for the ones you have given me, because they are yours, and everything of mine is yours, and everything of yours is mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I will no longer be in the world, but they are in the world, while I am coming to you. Brothers and sisters, how often do you pray for others? How often do you take time to pray for your families, extended families, children, neighbors, people in your parish, whatever the case may be? How often do you really set aside even 15 minutes a day? Bring them before your Lord, our Lord. Bring them to Him and ask that they be given the grace that you are receiving, that they may know Him and love Him as you do. Open your own heart and then pray for the hearts of others. Your prayer has power. Your prayer can change many things. I know people have prayed 15 years for some things or 20 years, but they never gave up, and it was answered. Many of them, it was answered. Please, brothers and sisters, trust in God. Trust in His power. Trust in His love. His love far exceeds our love. And He loves you, and He loves me, and He loves the people that we're praying for. Please, please trust. Ask God for greater faith. Faith to believe that your Father is in heaven, is a true Father. He sees you. He sees all our needs. But we need to be people who bring our needs to Him. You may say, well, He heard me come to the Lord directly and say, Lord, please hear my prayer. Help me to follow you. I've had a friend or two who've spent years praying and saw nothing. And before their death, there was a change in the lives of people. Think about that. Open your heart to the Lord. Pray, for He is very, very good. I'm sure that He says, oh, that's so-and-so. I'm sure that He knows us all by name. I'm sure that He loves us, that He wants to be a father to us. I had, as I've mentioned before in the program, I had one wonderful father. And when I was little and I was praying for something, he'd say to me, well, come on up here and sit on my lap and we'll pray together. It was a good father. That was just one little example. But it caused me to grow, in a sense, in my faith. Because I trusted my dad, I saw, even as a child, I saw how good he was. And he was a very hard worker. He had a gas station right next to our house, as I've told you. And he really prayed. Brothers and sisters, trust your Father in heaven. Right now, because many of you may be in difficulty or trial, God is your Father. Ask Him what God's will is and pray in light of that. God abundantly bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.